Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Know how it goes, shout out OCT. No rug, cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on two feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Come strap it up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. Available everywhere you get your podcast. Please continue to like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page at Baller Alert TV. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
OCT, what up?
Sean Crew May in the building.
Hey!
Yeah, but they
Brooklyn.
Call you Crew.
Yeah,
they
Crew.
Brooklyn in the building.
Brooklyn yes, in the house.
Without a doubt, I'm a reputable clout, everybody. Okay. now, Octavia and I were talking off camera, and you were saying you can make a mogul out of anybody.
Look, I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm not saying that. Who keeps saying I'm saying that? I'm here to help.
That's what it said on the prep sheet that we had.
Anybody has the capability of being a mogul. Okay. So yes, I can make a mogul out of anybody if they choose to step into that light and choose to step into that problem.
So you can make a believer out of some people.
Yeah.
You can make a better person out of somebody.
Yes. Okay. Keep going. You got to add to it.
No, I was about to say, my cousin them need to sign up for your program so they can stop asking me for money. They need to become moguls too.
Right.
Well, before we get into how you make other people moguls, can you tell us a little bit about your mogul journey?
Yeah. I'm going to go all the way back.
Okay. Right?
I lost both of my parents growing up. I went to 7 different schools in 9 years. I had gastroesophageal reflux disease. I lost over 55 pounds in 41 days.
And what was that disease?
GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease.
And what is that?
This was a cancerous form of acid reflux.
Mm.
So where my esophagus was so badly burned, I could barely keep food down. So I developed like an eating disorder, bulimia.
Mm.
Right, where you know you eat, you gotta vomit it up. So that journey was a tough journey, but all of these obstacles led me to realize these obstacles are just opportunities for me to show my greatness. So during these times, I've been able to discover breakthroughs. Instead of breaking down, I was building up. And I went through these seminars, and some of the seminars, they taught me so much how to transform my life and change my experience, and it showed me that I am the one that's the star of my movie. I'm the one that has control of how my life goes. I am the MVP, the most valuable participant. I have to show up and do the things I need to do in order to get what I want. So when I started to realize that, once again, I had wrote down so many breakthroughs, so many insights. And one day somebody just gave me the idea to turn it into a book because I was just giving out so much game, so much powerful perspective that they realized that perspective changes direction.
Mm.
And when I realized that too, I said, yeah, like I'm a different person. My family had to get to know me all over again. Right. And when I realized that, I said, okay, let me sit and think about it, because I do want to have something that can, you know, work for people when I'm not around them, so that way they can feel good about themselves, but also so I can add value. And when I wrote this book called Becoming More Effective in Less Time, when I was sitting in my room, it was about like 9 p.m. It was dark. And I had a thought in my mind. Let me write down all of these things that I already put together in my notes, and let me start putting a structure together where other people could follow it. Let me give them the same exact steps that I've done in order to get to where I'm at, to where I can create the reality around me, where I'm not attached to things, where I understand that everything is temporary. So now I'm able to love better. I understand that everything is temporary, so I'm able to be my best version. I understand that there's two sides of pain, either the pain of regret or the pain of reward. I chose the pain of reward. So I said, all right, let me see if other people could reward themselves too. I wrote the book. People love it. It's like, all right, cool. I was giving it out for free. They love it. I put it on Amazon. Sell it. Now it's like one of the best selling books. So like, honestly, this has been a great journey for me, but I didn't, I just called myself Sean Crewman. Other people called me the Mindset Mogul. Mm. So I just took on the name. It's like, that fit good. I don't see anybody really with the name. I'm going to take it. I like it. Call me Mindset Mogul. I like that. It fit well. Because it's about being a boss, and not to boss other people around, but to build opportunities to serve society. And that's what I've been able to do. I've been able to build opportunities to serve society, to show people that they can become a better version of themselves together. And it's all about becoming more effective in less time. The way that you do it is through strategic partnerships.
Show that book in the camera, please, sir.
So the primary focus, and this goes about everybody's lives, even if you look at your mom, right? On Friday nights, your mom, your dad, they probably was being more effective last time too. They said, I don't want to come home and cook after a long day of work. What you want to eat? They ordered out. They became more effective in less time. Everybody won, right? So when I realized that was the goal, how can you make more money? How can you make more impact? How can you have better experiences? The best way to do it is to duplicate yourself or have delegation. So it's about becoming more effective in less time. The primary pathway to it is through strategic partnerships. So you have to work with everyone, right? Because all the money that you want to make is where? In somebody else's pocket. So you have to be genuine. You have to be sincere. You have to find a way to add value. All of the impact that you want to make is in somebody else's heart. So you got to be vulnerable. You got to be able to connect. All the potential that you want to actualize is with other people. Okay, this world is about creating beautiful experiences with other people. Once I got that, I was no longer an introvert. Once I got that, I was no longer shy. Once I got that, I start speaking. Once I got that, I start writing. And I did it scared. Before I became the Mindset Mogul, y'all, I used to go to the parties. After the party, everything winding down, it gets a little quiet. Yo, raise my hand, my heart pounding, boom. Can I just say something? Everybody looking around, who this? Like, I just want to say something to y'all. I just want to say that you all are amazing. And without you, we couldn't make this beautiful experience together. And I thank each and every one of you. But I want you to thank yourself, because how often do you talk to yourself? I had everybody pull out the phone. And y'all could do it right now if y'all want, just so y'all could get that value too. I said, pull out your phone. Put it on the selfie mode. And I want you to speak to yourself like you're somebody else. I want you to say, I love you. Everybody say, I love you. I want to say, I appreciate you. Everybody say, I appreciate you. I want to say, you were amazing. Everybody said, you're amazing. And when I started seeing a transformation through that, I said, whoa.
So Ari Lennox got that from you.
I don't know who got that from me, but this is all documented. You go down my story, it's documented a long time ago. And people came up to me like, yo, honestly, I want to thank you for that. That was amazing, bro. I want to thank you for that. That was amazing. That's amazing. And it all started with me going to seminars to unlearn. Everything I had to learn to survive, I had to unlearn it, right? And relearn some things to help me thrive. And that was the transformation in me, because it was about discovering your act, right? My act was I was playing small. I was being shy, being silent. And when I realized that there was a me inside of me that I haven't met yet and I wanted to meet that person, what would it feel like? What would it feel like to really live at your highest potential? I'm not even there yet, but the biggest thing is this, and this I tell everybody this. I say, but celebrate your wins right now, because the small wins that create the big gains, but you may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. So right now, you're right where you need to be. And the reality of it is you got to celebrate what you have right here, right now. You got to focus on what you can control and focus on the things that you do have. And those are the things that's going to allow you to get to the next level. It's not about looking at the lack. It's not about looking at what you don't have. It's about understanding who you are, and you are a shining star.
Well, let's talk about how you created other shining stars and being a mogul.
We were talking about becoming a boss, right? Building opportunities, serving society, because it was bigger than me. Like, at the job, I was taking one single income that they pay to one person. That's enough for one person. And then I was splitting it up with multiple people, because I got friends, I got family members, everybody at my spot, and I'm just paying for everything. Seamless every day. Remember Seamless? Seamless every day, like Uber Eats, basically. Seamless every day. And what I realized was, like, I need more.
Especially living in New York, that's right. expensive.
It's very 100%,
expensive. 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm thinking that's regular, right? Like, that's just mm-hmm. a lot. People are like, yo, why are you in New York when you could come down here and get X amount of, you know? Mm. And I'm like, because New York is the wave for me.
16 million people, too, yeah. in that little small area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was about, okay, how can we start building legacy? That's what it was. We started running with the theme of, you know, legacy over lifestyle. So it was one of my brothers and his partner. They started running with that. And I was just helping them. I used to be behind the scenes just filming because I'm doing the filming still. I'm just doing the filming. And during this time, I'm just studying behind some of these greats. And I start seeing that, whoa, I have the ability to change life. Like all of us, like I'm a star. You're a star. You're the star of your movie. But together we co-star. When I realized, I said, oh, shoot, strategic partnerships. Like, I need you. You know what I mean? So when I said I need it, but if I need you, that means somebody needs me. Mm. So everybody has something that somebody needs. You already are that person. You already have something that somebody desires. So it was about, okay, how do we start making more? But the pandemic just came right in the middle of this, right? Right in the middle of this stuff. So nobody's paying rent. So we're looking like, okay, dang, real estate, just doing real estate ain't going to just be it right now. Because what if, how the hell they shut everything down like this? Nobody thought this was coming. Nobody could see it coming. And it happened. So, okay, cool. We said we need to do something that we do one time and get paid for over and over again. So we started hosting classes, teaching people about credit, right? But the issue was we needed more testimonials, mm-hmm. right? So we needed, okay, let me see if we can do it with the family first. And as I mentioned, we needed some ways to move cash around. So if you got access to $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, you got access to $50,000, you got access to $50,000, we could pull that together and go make some bigger plays. So we said, let's bring the family together because we can't do it alone. And out of everybody, we had one person, one cousin who had an 800 credit score. We utilized him, used his score, put him on our operating agreement. And then now he was able to get us access to extra capital that we went and got some other deals that we fixed and flipped that. Now we're back in the game. Mm. Oh, now we're back in the game now. Now we got a testimonial. Now we can show other people how to do this. It's working. It's live. So we started hosting classes. Okay, cool. $97. $97, we're going to teach you how to structure your business. We're going to give you the steps to like the business credit checklist. So that way you can also be put yourself in position to get funded. All right. Then we start building relationships. And then from there, now we said, okay, we got to take it up another level. My brother said, I'm going to shoot a video course, video series. I said, bro, let whatever you do, make sure it look good. Ended up being an entire movie. Mm-hmm. So one of the directors, she had this vision. She was like, yo, instead of just making it like this regular course that everybody see, turn that shit into a movie. Turned it into a movie, put it in theaters, and we sold the theaters out.
What was the movie called?
This is called Making of a Mogul. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's basically talking about my brother's life. But behind the scenes, it's three of us. We all are putting into this whole movement to create this big old legacy. And it worked.
This cost too, right?
Oh, yeah. This cost $100,000.
That's the credit thing that you had to get. OK, mm-hmm. my bad. Continue.
So you see, like anything that you want to do, you realize you got to have some funds for it. Mm-hmm. You got to have some relationships, because if you want to do it at a high level and get paid to do it, you got to have the capital. But you don't need to have your capital. They started saying you got to have OPM, other people's money. And I was thinking like on those terms, so I wrote that down too, other people's money. Okay, cool. What if we change up the term from other people's money and we make it our people's money? Would that change the perspective of things?
Like black people's money?
Right. And that whole line of, oh, it's black businesses.
Bars, hot. Okay, go ahead.
Black businesses came out, right? The whole like was small businesses, support black businesses. So it was just in alignment. Everything just started working in alignment with the assignment. And it's like, all right, cool. And write that down. Wrote that down. And then now we start articulating that. Yo, this is our people's money. So now people standing up, got their chest out. Yeah, this is our people's money. Let's mm-hmm. go ahead. And now they're ready to take action. We're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Price done went up. $9.97. Change it to $9.97. So now we have a whole course laid out now for them. Okay, cool. We did a whole business funding course. That worked. We said, nah, we got to take it up another level. That's where we made the movie, right? So we made the movie, and the movie sold out. But this was the first real estate course that really showed you how to build a multi-million dollar empire. So we've been able to like accumulate these properties and now have a million dollar portfolio. So it wasn't $1 million in the bank. It was $1 million portfolio, which means that we could actually pull from these and have equity and be able to make these moves. This changed the game because now this opened up the door to understand lines of credit. This opened up the door to understand business credit. So now we're shaking and moving. So we put together a program called Mailbox Millionaire Academy. So now we teach people how to get mailbox money. So where now you're getting money while you're asleep. Because if you don't get money while you sleep, then you work till you die. All right. Mm-hmm. So now we're like, all right, cool. What can we do to get people to have the best results? Because you probably know you get some course, you just let the course collect dust. Most people let the course collect dust. I did some research on it, and I seen that only 7% of people actually finish the course and go on to do something with the course material. So what's happening with the other 93%? Life, procrastination, pain of the past, trauma. I need to put a way where we can heal our community. Because before we can get our money right, we got to get our minds right.
How did you do that?
I started hosting, I created an app called Love Plus Transformation. And basically all of the breakthroughs that I've gotten, I put them into the app. So as challenges. So if you got a money challenge, right? Like if money is your challenge, you're having trouble making money right now, collecting cash flow. You go into the app and you type in money as your challenge, and it will curate all the videos that would be all the challenges that would help you change your relationship with money. So when I seen that started work, I was like, whoa, we need to have accountability around this because some people are dibbling, dabbling into it. We want to make sure everybody get the most out of it. So I created a 30-day program called Accountability. We got 3 calls per week for about 90 minutes or so. And you just kind of break down all the steps: mindset, public speaking, habit hacking, systems for automation and tools. So those particular things started working and realized, wow, this is dope. So people started calling me like Mini Myron Golden.
Who is Mini Myron Golden?
A person with mindset, a person who could change your life through mindset, just changing your mindset. Your GPS to success is your mindset. So if you could change somebody's perspective, you could change the direction. And the first person I used to do this on was my brothers, because I'm the older brother. So the first person, I'm working with them. And when I seen it worked on them, it's just about somebody believing in you. Mm. Somebody showing you that you can do it. Somebody there to support you. That's really what we need. Because how many of us are the best of the best in our families, but we don't get the support and love that we need?
Right.
So if we're not getting the support and love that we need, the nurturing, then we can't grow as fast, as powerful as we would be. So, okay, cool. Just because they call you family, just that don't mean much. That just means you came from the same portal of life.
How did you market your app?
How did I market it?
When you put the app out?
Well, I didn't put it out to everybody. Okay. I left it in-house as an in-house feature, right? So anybody who's in the Mailbox Millionaire Academy get access to it. So I used it as a growth companion tool, right? A growth partner, somebody who can help you actually streamline your success.
How did you grow that community in the first place?
So online marketing, in-person events. So we do something called mogul meetups. We'll meet up with some of the members of our community, and they would tell other people, hey, yo, bring some people.
In New York?
Anywhere I go, I would do a mogul meetup. Okay. In Atlanta, do mogul meetups.
But you started in New York, right?
Yeah, started in New York. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Dallas. Then we just went to Cali. And we just started going all over the place. Miami, it just started taking off. But I would allow my strategic partner, one of my strategic partners was my brother. See, how I believe that everybody works for you. Mm. Everybody around you works for you. Like, you all three work for each other. Now, I'm working for you now. But you all work for me. So if everybody around you works for you, you also got to realize that you work for everybody else too. So when I realized that, yo, bro, you do the marketing. Let me fulfill the things on the back end. Let me put the strategies and the sales and the techniques on the back end.
Delegating.
100% business. Mm-hmm. So you start realize there's levels to business. When you're a worker, no disrespect to anybody, because it's just a level up and it's great because I was there, right? And I'm still a worker, but I'm just saying, when you go get a job, it's like you only see the implementation level. I got to work and I got to move up. But there's a whole other level to it. There's an imagination level that we've forgotten about since we were kids, because schools probably beat it out of us. It's only one right answer. Don't let nobody look at your paper. You work by yourself. You isolated in the box. No, it's about strategic partnerships, delegation.
I was looking at people's papers.
I mean, I used to be nervous to look at somebody's paper, though.
I was looking at people's papers like, what she put on that test?
If I could piggyback, like, you can literally look as you continue to elevate, that the higher you go, it's less talent more relationships.
Right.
The higher you go, it's more relationships. There's almost no talent, almost, the higher you go. It's literally positioning.
All about who you know.
And who you know. It's positioning yourself to be around someone to put you in position. Like, it's almost like a fraternity, sorority, groups and classes. Higher you go, the level up. Almost like when a job becomes available, it's already filled. Right. The higher you go up.
Right.
And anything that you want to go get, oh yeah, you can go get the jobs down there. Those are easy. But these jobs up here literally are already ordained and pre-ready for somebody.
I want to add to that.
You're almost groomed.
Right.
You almost groomed somebody to say, yes, you're going to be the you know, the next person up.
Right. I learned that because during my day at school, I was going to school to be a basketball player or whatever. And one of the coaches sat me down and said, yo, be honest with you. I like you. You're a great person. You got good talent. You're great. But the truth of the matter is I don't have a relationship with you like I have with these guys. I've known these families since they were 10 years old. I said, what? He said, yeah. Y'all all 20 plus, but I've known them for 10 years. We already knew they were coming here. And in fact, any school that I would go to, they were going to come to my school anyway because I recruited them a long time ago. And you're not going to be able to get playing time over them anyway. Just being honest with you.
Yeah.
And that made me realize that. It's about relationships. And that is also a talent, though.
Correct. Last couple jobs I got, they didn't even post the job. They had to post it after I was already told I had the job.
Right.
And it kind of also let me know, oh, okay, this is how a lot of these things are.
Mm-hmm.
You and it would almost fool some people that be like, oh, I got a shot. They had the job interview and everything.
It's like the 106 in Park audition.
I already had the job. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I'm learning the higher you go, there's levels to positioning yourselves.
And it took you a while to work that relationship that
this
in
is true
your
too.
Favor.
This is also true.
100%. Yeah.
Damn.
And that shit happened to me at the basketball. We did the tryouts, all that, all of us hype. Yeah, we get to walk on because, you know, like I had a college scholarship, but I skipped that because it was D3. And I said, I'm going to go D1. I could have just went D3. It still would have been the same. I still would have played and I could have moved up anyway. But I gave myself less of a chance and I went to a place just going off my own merit. Like, I never not made a team. I'm going to go and I'm going to make the team. Like you said, the spots was already filled.
But it's always an exception to the rule.
But they were empty. But they were already filled.
They were already filled, right. But the exception to the rule is that, this is the exception to that rule. But it's always an exception to every rule. But the exception to that rule was your relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it was like, okay, yeah, we don't have this spot filled, but damn, who can we fill this spot? Because we need another practice player. Let me go call up my bro who knows talent. He probably knows somebody who can get somebody in on last minute. All right, bring this guy in.
And so, if you work a relationship to Rari's, in Rari's case, for a minute, like, you sometimes have to wait, you know what I'm saying, till it gets open, and then once it gets, you have it, you know?
Yeah.
And it just takes time or whatever. But you said you make moguls. How many moguls have you made so far?
I can't count how many moguls I've made because we don't call them moguls. We just call them mailbox millionaires, and it's up to them to
Mailbox
millionaires, right. It's up to them to be able to do that. My role is to help you change your perspective, to help you see difficulty differently. I'm not here to make the mogul. I can't make you a mogul. I can't. You got to make yourself a mogul. I can only give you the foundation and blueprints. I don't even keep track of that. What I keep track of is how many people are changing their mindsets to see that they are the greatest version, that the ancestors chose them, that they do have a gift inside of them, that they are the people that can create their realities. That's what I keep track of.
So you're not guaranteeing you'll be a millionaire by following your program?
No. How could I guarantee that? Let's just be real here. There's no if I sit
Thank
up here
you
and
for
say
saying that.
Right. If I sit up here and say I can guarantee you, I'm lying.
Mm-hmm. But is there a guarantee?
Okay,
anything?
Yes, the guarantee is you'll be better off, or you'll become a different person. The guarantee is you'll be a different person before me, and then like when you experience me, you'll be a different version of yourself after me, and you'll probably be a better off version.
Mm.
That's it. That to be totally transparent, I can give you all the steps and all the blueprint, but if you don't have the work ethic, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen for you.
Mm. We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Hey, Red, what are you up to?
Just making sure all the M&M's gifts are wrapped and the ball is filled.
Remember that one holiday party when we had no M&M's?
Oh, boy, I still have nightmares.
The cookies?
Yeah, you used all the M&M's candies that were meant to decorate the party treats, to decorate snowmen. You did it again, didn't you?
They do look cute, though.
Bringing cheer. M&M's for all fun kind.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
It's Sean Crumet, also known as the Mindset Mogul, and we're building a community full of love, connectivity, and financial prosperity. So everything you do matters. Your thoughts matter. So we want to hear your opinion. We want to hear your words. We want to hear what you got to say. Comment, like, subscribe, share this out. Come on, y'all. Y'all already know the vibes.
So what is the first step that they have to do if they want to follow your program?
Well, they would have to, like, see themselves as... First of all, see yourself getting through what you're going through, because everybody's going through something. See the end in mind. Where do you want to be? Because I only want the best of the best. I only want the people that's the cream of the crop. I only want the people who want to go to the top. And the way that I see it is that, and it's just my opinion. You don't have to believe what I believe, but this is just what I believe. And I believe that you need to believe that you are the MVP. You are the star of your movie. Because if you don't, then you're just playing a background extra in somebody else's movie.
I agree with that. But, you know, we tend to have people that will say, all right, cool. I'm going to pay this money for this, and I'm going to want my results.
Right.
To them, you say what?
I'll say, okay, you want results. The results are dependent on you. I'm not in charge of your results. I'm not responsible for your success. Come on, let's be real here, y'all. Nobody's in charge of your success, and nobody else made you successful. Everybody else helped you become successful. Mm. Nobody made you become successful. None of us in here are self-made, but we utilize strategic partnerships to get better, to become better. You just got to become a better person. For me, I give you 5 steps to help turn your annual income into monthly income. I could do that, but you still got to go do the work.
So you are saying, though, that if they put themselves through your program, they will come out a better person.
100%. Like, okay. There's no doubt about it. Like, tons of testimonials, hundreds of testimonials. It is what it is, because it's about environment. That's one thing I realized. Like, and I asked this question before, like, but let me ask you all. Like, if you're the younger sibling, you're small, probably like 4 or 5, and you have older siblings. You got a taller older sibling, and you have a richer older sibling, right? You got a rich older sibling. Who are you more likely to become? Like, who which one of those two?
You said the taller or the richer?
Right.
Taller.
You say taller?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. It depends on who I'm closer to.
You'll probably most likely grow into a taller one, but you'll probably be more influenced by the richer one.
Okay, great answer, right? So, first of all, why would you say tall?
Oh, I thought you was talking about genetics. I thought...
No, I'm just saying. I'm not giving
well,
you...
I said taller just because of the simple fact that when you look at most people's siblings, most people aren't as successful as, you know, each other sibling-wise. So I was just going off genetics.
Right, you're going off genetics. How you feel?
I mean, for me, you know, I grew up wanting to be like my oldest sister because she was extremely successful early. But we also had the best relationship. My middle sister, we didn't have the best relationship. But I felt like maybe if me and her were close, I would probably want to be like her because she was successful too. They're both highly successful. They just have different paths. But I just had a closer relationship with my older sister, mm-hmm. and I always wanted to be like her.
Love it. Elaborate on your answer a little bit. Like, why?
I mean, genetically, you'll probably be tall like your siblings, but, you know, people see money and they want a piece of it.
All right. So it's all great answers. There's no right or wrong. It's just workable and non-workable. What's more workable, you to for me to teach you how to be tall like me, or for me to teach you how to be rich like me?
So what's your answer?
It's all of it.
That money.
I'm saying I'm more likely to be closer to the richer sibling, the richer, because that's a skill.
It's a tangible thing,
right,
that you can go get.
Right.
You can't teach them with someone to be tall unless you go get surgery.
Right. I can't teach them. So how many of us actually have the same height as our brothers and sisters? Right. Like,
no. But you can teach somebody how to go get a tangible item.
Right.
Or a tangible thing. I get it.
The thing is, most people think that way, though. They think that it's genetic. So they think, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I never seen my dad do it. I never seen my mom do it. I never seen my uncle do it. I never seen anybody do it. You don't have to see them do it. You got to see yourself doing it. That's why I said the first thing you got to do is get through. You got to see yourself getting through what you're going through. Because you might be the person that feels like you can't do it. But if you believe you can't, you won't. Hmm. So for me, it's more like you can't teach somebody how to be tall, but I can teach you how to get money.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I could teach you how to budget. I could teach you how to actually invest. I could teach you how to have strategic partnerships. But I can't teach you to be tall.
So, you know, first time hearing about this program, like, what is the selling point?
I can't make you a believer. You got to already be a believer, because I had tons of students who
to
didn't
make me
believe.
Pay this money to take a chance, because everybody's doing that. Everybody is an inspirational person on Instagram, buying my program. What makes yours different?
See, people buy into a feeling. Everything that you bought into was because you felt that this thing would make your life better. The reason why you have beautiful nails on is because you feel like by you getting that, it's going to make you better. You're going to feel better about it. You can feel an energy in a person. Like, you don't have to know my history to know my energy. So it's about who do you want to work with. Let's just take it back to the sandbox. When you were younger, it was like, who you want to play with? That's the same thing. It's the same thing right now. The way you do one thing is how you do everything. It's the same thing now. You're only going to work with people you want to play with, that you want to work with. So it's either, do you want to work with me? You want to play with me? You want to get money with me? You want to do that? You want to have opportunities? My biggest thing is I'm going to show you how to create beautiful experiences. Which one do you want to choose? You want your current experience, or you want to create a beautiful experience?
So basically, what you're saying is that you're not promising anybody like, yo, man, you're going to get rich if you do this. But what you are promising people is a better situation that they're currently in.
A better them. A better you. Why? Because we're better together. It's about the environment. Like, most people don't have, let's just be real, y'all. Most people don't have the environment to be successful. Because you got a lot of people around that tell you no, you share your big dreams with small minds, they dumb you down. We don't have the people that says, yo, you could actually do it. Come on, we don't got the best friend that's motivating us every day. We got people that's in our family that tell us no.
So what are some of the things that you teach? Like, what do I have to do to get money?
Right. So one of the things you want to have is a foundational five. Some people call it the fantastic five. You want to have a foundational five. So what is your anchor? Right. You got to have an anchor, an affiliate, an asset, an upsell, investment. That's just five. There's many other things you can do, but that's just the foundational pieces. So for me, my anchor is personal to business development. I'm teaching you how to be the person that earns the right to have this experience, because success comes to the person that develops themselves, right? Like, as you grow within, everything else around you grows.
So you're a development, more like a development coach?
That's what people would say. People would say a development coach. But I'm okay. Sales, because I'm selling you on you, and then I'm telling you how to make money. I'm showing you the stuff.
Almost like not to interrupt you, I apologize. Almost like an artist development for someone who is teaching an artist how to develop as right. An artist. You're teaching, or you're coaching people how to develop into a better version of themselves.
Right.
Correct?
Or you're
right.
Like a coach, though.
So,
because you have plays.
Like a play, right?
The things that you're saying are like, it's like a playbook.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. You make total sense. I just want to just add the context with it. So, yes, you're 100%.
So, basically, me, I'm just going to use me as an example. If I feel like I feel like I'm not growing. I think maybe I need to, you know, sharpen my skills. I get with you, take the class, and I'm right. Expecting to be a better me at the end result of this.
Yeah,
correct?
Let me show you something. So the app is basically a duplication of me, but you can't get me all the time. I can't be with you everywhere, but the app can. But I'm going to give you these
strategies.
What's
the name of the app? L-U-V?
L-U-H-V. with the plus symbol.
See, I see it, transformation.
Right. So if you can kind of look right there and just kind of see, there's challenges, courses, and plays in there, right? So if you was to click that and you was to put in the challenge that you're currently dealing with, let's say your challenge once again is money or consistency. Maybe you've been inconsistent, because honestly, consistency is the cheat code, right, to success. Just like failure is the cheat code to success. So in this particular case, if inconsistency is your challenge, then it's going to curate challenges for you that will help you build habits that will create consistency. Now, the habits can be within the money. The habits can be within, like, production. The habits can be within just loving on yourself. But you cannot get the result of $1 million person without being that $1 million person.
So you're showing, you're challenging people. Just like how when you were sick, you start taking the steps to become well, like eating better, finding your production company, quitting your job, you know, doing real estate, all these things that you were challenging yourself to become a better you.
Right. Remember, the blueprint is taking your mindset, turn it into a tool set. That's the new skill. The skill set is being able to create assets out of your skill set. So out of the tools that you create. So for example, this is an anchor. This is a skill set. Like being able to create your own reality is a skill set. So out of this skill set, I've been able to create an asset. What's the asset? What's the asset out of this skill set? It's the app. It's the book. That's an asset. These things are bringing me things while I'm sleeping. These things are helping people while, you know, they're on their transformational journey. So these things are assets. So now, as I mentioned, I break down the foundational five. So that way that gives you a structure, right? So you want to have your anchor. My anchor is personal to business development. So now with my anchor, let's just say I sold my anchor. I created a program around it. I got a 30-day program. 30-day program, I charged just maybe the... let's say $997, $1,000 for the program. Let's just say only five people came into my program. That's $5,000, right, that I made in that month. Okay, cool. Now, here's where we go down the list of the foundational five. So now I need affiliates. So out of those five people who came and said, yo, I'm ready to transform my life. I'm ready to become more effective in less time. I'm showing you patterns and hacks and tips that will help you become more effective in less time. Right. So now you go, OK, out of those five people, maybe only three people can actually get funded. But maybe all five people want to get funded. But maybe let's just say three people get funded. And I get people access to $100,000 quicker than their job could pay them, or faster than they could save it. And I get maybe like a 3% off that. So would you trade in 3%? Would you trade it $3,000 for $97,000? A person might.
How are they getting $100,000?
They're getting funded based upon their business. So we help them structure the business to get funded.
And get business credit.
Get business credit, get business funding, right? So now they get access to $100,000.
Do they get taught this as well?
Yes,
so they know exactly how this is happening.
Right.
They know like the trade lines, right, and they are educated about this process as well?
Yes. So just in a clear sense, right? We understand that a person is where they're at currently because of the things that they know. But they're not where they want to be because of the things that they don't know. I know some things that you might not know that I'm going to show you, that way you do know, that way you can elevate your life. All right? So that's one of the principles. That's all of us. There's a lot of people who know things I don't know. And that's how I'm going to get to another level, if I continuously invest into like mentorship and be around certain people who know things that I don't know, to allow me to get that information so I can apply it and then change my situation. So with the let's say I get three people funded, and I get $3,000 off each person who got funded, just as a fee, right? So a standard fee somebody would charge to get somebody funded is probably 8 to 12%.
Percent, correct.
I'm just saying I got 3% out of it. So only three people got funded. How much is that?
That's $9,000.
$9,000. But let's add the $5,000 that I just created from the program. How much is that?
$15,000 plus $9,000.
No, that's five grand plus the $9,000. That's 14.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, got you.
Right. So that's a lot more than what a lot of people get at their jobs anyway right now. Alone, out of two moves. That's just two moves already. And the craziest thing about funding, I don't need to have a funding business. I just need to have the strategy. So it's not that we have a money issue. We have a strategy problem. We have a lack of a strategy, which comes down to the mindset. So your first business should be being a person that creates the strategy, to being a person that's an affiliate. Your first business should be selling. You should be able to sell. Everybody, if you can't do anything, you should be able to sell. Because if I'm able to sell you on getting your funding, and I get a cut from you getting funded, you get your $97,000, or you get your 90, let's say the fee was 10% or whatever, and I'm not the person that's doing the the funding for you. I'm just the liaison. I'm the middleman. And so that person who's doing it takes 7 and I take 3. I just got paid just to talk to somebody. And now I got paid $9,000 just to make sure a person is fit for the funding. Okay, so now you add that, we got $14,000, right? Cool. So now we got what do we have? We got the anchor and we have the affiliates, right? Now you got to have an asset. My asset is life insurance. I have a corporate-owned life insurance policy. That's my asset. When I put money in there, it's securing. If I max fund it, it's securing. So I'm good on that. I'm not worried about touching that. That's like the new era of banking. That's my savings account. But if I wanted to, I can pull from there. And it still grows because I max funded it, right? Now, okay, cool.
That's something that I didn't know, actually, that you just put in my brain. So What's it called, the life insurance?
It's a corporate-owned life insurance. But you can get IULs, too, and VULs. So.
IULs?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what is that?
Like, what, the index life insurance, universal life insurance? Like the new era of banking. You have a checking account, right? Let's say you have a checking account. You put money into your checking account, but you're only getting, like, what, 0.001%.
Yeah.
You ain't really making nothing of it. Right. But if you put your money in the IUL policy, then now, depending on your terms, it can grow at a certain rate, which is still higher than what you're making at the bank anyway. Yeah. So it's just all overall higher upsell, all right, upside to it. So where we at? We have 14K, right? So we have 14K. Now I got assets. So now I got something working for me in the future, too. I want my money to be pregnant, to get money babies, right? So that's why I have it inside. That's why I have it inside.
I'm gonna steal that.
No, take that. That's why I have it inside the corporate-owned life insurance policy. All right, cool. That's just something for me for later. But I could use it now. All right. So now what we got? So we got past the A's. Now we get to the upsell. Okay, cool. So I upsold everybody. I mean, I have everybody coming to my program at $997, which is $1,000 or whatever. So we got 5K, right? Then I got 3 people funded out of those 5 people. We just talking about 5 people here. Okay, cool. Now, out of those 5 people who came into the program, who do you think will want replays of the program? Who do you think will want a course from the program? Who do you think will want to be able to look at the material on their own time, over time, for the rest of their lives? Out of those 5 people.
I mean, I would say 5.
5 people.
I would say 5, but, you know, sometimes...
Yeah, right. So let's
maybe
just,
two.
So let's just say 2 then. Let's go with 2. So let's say I charge $19.97 for the program. You can have it for life. Like, you can have this program for life. I charge $1,000 for you to come into the live program. Charge $2,000 for you to come in, for you can keep it for life. All right, 2 people got it. How much is that now? $4,000?
Yeah.
Add the $4,000 to the $14,000 that we got.
Yeah, 18.
18. Like, is that still better than the job? I'm not doing active work on that. I did active work one time. All right, cool. Now we go into the investments part. My investment's real estate. I'm a real estate investor. Passively. So I'm not going out, and I used to go out and look at all the deals. I used to call up motivated sellers and get denied, and they used to tell me, make me an offer, or shut the F up and get off my line, or whatever they used to say to me. But what I'm saying is, you can get fix and flips, right? You can invest in fix and flips, and that can happen between 15 to 30 for 45 days or whatever, but it's up to you. So we give you the contracts, we show you how to call motivated sellers, we give you the motivated seller scripts, we show you how to vet them, qualify them, right? And then also we give you the contract, so that way you can write your own contract, so you can go get a fix and flip, and you can have a due diligence process where you can do like 30 days or whatever the case may be, to see if it's a deal that works out for you. And then in that deal, you could say, okay, I'm ready to close on it in 15 days. You ready to close on it in 15 days? Let's say your assignment fee was just a modest 5. You're probably gonna make way more than that. You're gonna make 20-15, but if, let's say you JV with some people, when you got, let's just say you made 5K off of that, add the 5K to the 18, how much is that?
Yeah, 23.
But are you seeing how easy that is moving without me doing much work? Are you seeing it? Or is
kind of like delegating and strategically positioning.
So the way to become more effective in less time is through strategic partnerships.
Yeah.
And by having strategic partnerships, you ultimately get multiple streams of impact and multiple streams of income. So when you ask, like, how can I actually do that? That's formula that somebody can pick up.
Got it.
Easily apply.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World, like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
It's Sean Crumet, also known as the Mindset Mogul, and we're building a community full of love, connectivity, and financial prosperity. So everything you do matters. Your thoughts matter. So we want to hear your opinion. We want to hear your words. We want to hear what you got to say. Comment, like, subscribe, share this out. Come on, y'all. Y'all already know the vibe.
So how much is it to join your program?
So this program, well, we actually have a three-day summit that's coming up. But to join this particular program here, this program is embedded within one of my communities at a $15,000 to $20,000 clip where we teach you all of the strategies that you need to learn in order to have wealth. But
$15,000 to $20,000 clip? What does that mean?
That'd be the price, like $15,000.
Oh, $15,000 to $20,000 to be a part of that, become...
To be a part of our entire program.
Okay.
Right? So now...
Ooh, you gotta have some money.
Right. So now we also offer this as a separate program for $9.97. So you can come into this program for $9.97.
Is that $100 or is so almost $1,000?
Well, you're right. You gotta be right. That's $1,000.
Not nine.
Because they're gonna ask in the comments.
Dollars. Yeah. Right. Okay. Not,
hey, how come you took the $3 off? Why is it not $1,000? You put $900.
Psychology. Nine? Y'all know that. Come on.
Yeah. What is the psychology behind that?
So make it sound better. $1,000.
Yeah.
What's the psychology behind that?
So you have to understand human behavior, right? If I see $9,000, and I learned this by being with my grandmother. Like, honestly, let me take it back real quick. So I used to be in North Carolina. This is Jacksonville, North Carolina. And I was young. My grandmother, she's driving. I was picking up stuff from school, whatever the case may be. I went to school in North Carolina and in New York. As I mentioned, I went to 7 different schools, 9 years, right? So she's driving. And one day she goes to the gas station, and the gas station is like $1.97 for the gas over here. And then it's like $1.92 over here. The line was longer over here, but she went over here. Why? Because it was a difference of 3 cents. And I asked her why. She said, because it's cheaper.
I get 3 cents. It's like, if I could save $3, it's better than paying $1,000 over there.
Got it. So that's the psychology vibe.
And what's the three-day summit? Is that free?
So the three-day summit is not free. But you, before they can get to the summit, you know, I would love for them to come to the workshop, right? So
Is that free?
Yeah, that's free.
So the workshop is free.
Yeah, come to the. You have to, in order to get to the workshop, you have to text millions to 347-429-6496.
Say it again.
There go your camera right
in
there.
In order to come to the workshop, where we're going to teach you how to turn your annual income to monthly income, you have to text the word millions to 347-429-6496. And you can register for our summit, our Manifest Millions Summit.
Okay. Is there a capacity?
No. We want as many people in there as possible, or as many people can come and get the game.
Is this selling out?
It always sells out, but you know, the more the merrier. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we want to cap people, but yes, we had issues where we had to like go pay Zoom real fast on the back end to open up more slots. For now, we have unlimited. Like,
okay, so the summit is on Zoom.
Yeah, it's going to be on Zoom.
Okay, and then from the summit, you encourage people to buy the $1,000 package.
The $997.
Nah, that's serious. Not what's gonna happen. That's not what's gonna happen.
If they're very serious, you buy the $20,000 package.
The $17,000.
Look, that ain't, right? That's not what's gonna happen.
Take it off three. Is there a three? Is there, what's the goal? What's the number three thing?
The number three thing is just 97 looks better than 99. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, it looks better than 99.
Okay.
So
the ultimate goal is for people to invest in themselves with the $20,000 package because you get everything.
Yeah, but we don't want to go that far yet.
I mean, because right? people, I'm just saying what the people see. Yeah, damn, $20,000.
Look, if you can't invest $20,000, then that program is not for you. Mm. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to talk about that right now. I don't even want to get into none of that. I want to just focus
the workshop.
Right.
That's free.
Right. Focus on the workshop.
Put your feelers out in the workshop.
Right.
And then go to the next step if the workshop worked out for you.
I feel like the workshop is going to be a pep talk for this $1,000 course.
Nah, I'm going to give you some value. Give you some gain.
I mean, I would want some value.
The game's going to be go by this package.
What you trying to do here?
I'm coming to the workshop. I'm gonna do the workshop.
So you're gonna show up at the workshop?
It's on Zoom, so I'll be there.
Yo, it is on Zoom.
I'm gonna do the text and all that. I'm
we
gonna
got a
be
workshop
there.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow,
right? 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Free workshop.
How long is it?
Monthly.
We're gonna do this all the way into our Manifest Million Summit. Manifest Million Summit is January 7th.
How long is the workshop?
The workshop is an hour and a half, maybe like 90 minutes. Okay.
So where are you doing today?
So it's going to be on Zoom. It's going to be on Zoom.
Look, you love that Zoom.
It's cheaper, though.
I mean, it's easier.
And everybody can get into the room.
Everybody can get into the room. Yeah.
Versus no driving out like a venue.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like sitting front row, too.
Come on, y'all. We ain't learned nothing yet. Become more effective in less time.
I like that.
Yeah, because you got to stop what you're doing.
You know what they say about Brooklyn.
Set it up.
What they say about Brooklyn?
You know.
Brooklyn, get the money.
No,
that's Queens.
Take.
Oh, Queens.
Why do they keep saying Brooklyn take?
Because Brooklyn take the money.
Brooklyn take the money.
No, Brooklyn
spread. They going to take that $20,000.
So you're right. We're going to take the money, but what are we going to do with the money? We're going to take the money, and we're going to use the money to love the people. So we're not gonna love the money and misuse the people. We're going to take the money to love the people.
And
so we're
going
to spread the money around because we're showing you exactly how to do what we done. Or we can just keep it to ourselves and just keep getting rich.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
Well, crew, we appreciate you for joining us here on the Ball Alert Show and spreading your knowledge. We do have a thing that we do call the pep talk. I feel like this whole thing has been a pep talk. But if you can, please leave us with a pep talk.
So this is Sean Krume, also known as the Mindset Mogul. Look, there's a you inside of you that you haven't even met yet. Which things in your life have to die in order for you to give birth to your greatest potential? I want you to look inside, deeply say, what do you want to experience in your life? Do you deserve it? I think you do because the ancestors chose you. You are the great one, but if you don't believe it, you can never see it. Your greatest tool in the world is a mind, but the most powerful tool is a made-up mind. You got to make up your mind to make a decision, and sometimes you got to get mad at your situation, and you have to say enough is enough. But when is good no longer good enough? Some of you been so busy being good that you've forgotten about your greatness. You are great. You are legendary. You are whole. You are complete. You are everything you've ever needed to be. You just got to show up for yourself.
Baller Alert!
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.